Marty, it's hard to believe that next week we start early voting. It's October 9th, and it's the one day in New Mexico when you can register to vote and vote on the same day, because October 9th is also the deadline for registration for the fall election, as well as the first day of early voting. And I see in the bulletin this week, you're profiling one of the county races.
Right. We've been running election stories for the past month, and some of them are a little more obscure. Now we're getting into some more visible races. This one, there are three seats that are going to be contested in the county commission, and they're districts 1, 3, and 5. So we're taking district 1 this week, and that is first of all, incumbent Democrat Billy Garrett is termed out, so he cannot he can't run for re-election. Lynn Ellens is the Democrat, and the Republican is John Zimmerman. And our reporter, Mike Cook, interviewed both of those gentlemen and kind of talks about, they talk about what's important to them and how they view their role if they either one is elected to the county commission. It's a real good blueprint for any voter that is in District 1 and voting.
And for everyone, you should pick up a bulletin this week. You should do that every week, but certainly this week in particular, to prepare for voting, because you have the League of Women Voters voter guide in the newspaper, I see.
Yes, and it is by the League of Women, yeah, like you say, but it is an insert in the paper, and there will also be a copies, I believe, independently available as well. So, but if you pick up a bulletin, you're likely to find that insert, and it'll tell you about every race and a synopsis on everything.
Absolutely. It's great, and they do candidate questionnaires. It's an awesome resource, and we do partner with the League of Women Voters at KRWG Public Media on forums. So we appreciate their service on that. We move now to your business section, and there are two organizations that are getting together to further protect and revitalize the Mesquite Historic District.
Yeah, they had a meeting. The Mesquite District Business Association had a meet and greet on Mesquite Street September 24th. And they're really a collective of businesses, and that would include a lot of galleries, as we know. That's a lot of artists in that area, and they are representing them. And then they talk about getting together with Las Esperanzas, Inc., which is a group that oversees preservation, revitalization, renovation, and protection of the original town site historic district. And so they feel they can work together for the future. They're trying to keep the neighborhood safe, attractive, innovative, interconnected with art and culture, and work with government, the city government, at the same time.
Okay, very interesting. In sports this week, you wrap up homecoming week and also talk about tomorrow's, Saturday's football game.
Yeah, we have in our calendar, and the calendar is very popular. It's not a separate article, but we have all the homecoming events listed by time and place, and so it's a very user-friendly listing that anybody can go to that is planning to attend any homecoming event. And of course, the final event would be the football game on Saturday, as it always is. And one thing that gives it a little juice is that the NMSU won their last game against UTEP, and so they're going for second in a row. If they win Saturday, they will kind of set themselves up for a more interesting season than it began, and we have a preview of the game.
All right, go Aggies. In arts, you have a profile of a Las Cruces theater teacher who's credited for many contributions to the theater scene in the area.
Melissa Munoz, and she's, like you say, a theater teacher at Mayfield High School, has been for quite some time, since 1995. But also, she teaches at Picacho Middle School, and they're doing a production this weekend, Friday and Saturday at Mayfield High School. So check it out.
All right, and more on her in the Las Cruces Bulletin. Marty Racine is the managing editor of the Bulletin. He's with us every week. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.